live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, summer getaways that are only a car ride away. Enjoy Illinois is here with various fun ideas for the entire family.
And a local business with a variety of sweet offerings. We'll talk with the woman behind Sweet Treats.
And from classic films to a new exhibit designed to inspire, the Putnam Museum is here with some great ideas for this upcoming weekend. It's Wednesday, April 24th, and you're watching Quad Cities Live. Thanks for joining us. I'm Morgan Otier.
And I'm Kyle Keel. There can be a lot of misconceptions when it comes to eating healthy, and one of those is that it's time consuming. I know I've made that excuse myself.
Absolutely. Food prep, the whole thing, shopping for it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. No. Hy-Vee dietitian Hannah Anderson is back with us today. Hannah, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Got a lot of fun things planned. She's gonna spend the afternoon with us. But we are gonna start with reaching our health goals with some simple hacks that you have provided for us today. And hack number one, it's all about protein.
All about protein, pumping up that protein.
Yes.
It's
so
important to help keep you full and satisfied, to help you sustain your energy throughout the day. And so it's really easy to not eat enough protein, though. So I wanted to show a really easy hack that you can do to help up your protein.
Okay.
So this is featuring the PB2 powdered peanut butter. So this is a great way to get some plant-based protein.
Yes.
2 tablespoons give you an additional 6 grams of protein.
Oh, wow.
So you can mix this into your oatmeal. You can also mix it into Greek yogurt to make a really great dip for your fruit. So
I never would have thought of that.
No.
So I love PB because, like you said, it's low-cal. It's a way to get your protein in. But I've only done it in, like, protein shakes, which is really good, by the way.
Yeah.
I've never thought of it like this, like, as
a
dip. That's awesome.
Yeah, yep. So all you do is, and it's so super simple, which I love things that are quick and easy. You just do a couple teaspoons or tablespoons into Greek yogurt.
Yum.
And then you can mix it up, and it makes a really delicious dip. Can be a little messy, but this is also great for kids,
too. You can make a mess here. That's totally fine.
Makes it more fun.
And with the yogurt as well, you're getting some of that protein.
Yes, absolutely, which that we'll be talking about more in one of our later hacks.
Important.
So, yes, there you go. You have your peanut butter yogurt with your fruit. So
that's great. And we have some little quick facts there on the screen for folks. But it really is tough, like we were just talking about it before the show, to get that protein in. You don't want to, not a lot of people necessarily, even if you are a meat eater, want to be eating meat all day or food prepping meat all the time. There are more plant-based ways that you can get that in.
Yeah, and studies are showing more and more that a plant-based diet, incorporating more plant-based foods, is just best for your overall health. So any way you can add those in is always a good idea.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So the next hack we have is staying hydrated. And we talk all the time when you come in, Hannah, about the liquid IV. I mean, this is stuff Morgan swears by.
I have
never had it before, so I'm interested in trying this.
Yes,
but
you can try it today. So.
Additional mocktails that we can make.
Yeah, so hydration is so important for your overall health as well. It's really important for your concentration and for your energy levels as well.
Yeah.
And about 75% of people are walking around in a dehydrated state. So most of us are probably dehydrated and needing some more water.
Right now, admittedly. I haven't drank enough water today.
Right.
Yes, and liquid IV is really great because it will hydrate you 2 times faster than water because it has minerals and electrolytes and all those things that you need. And so they also have a sugar-free variety.
Perfect.
That's great, so you're not going to get a lot of excess calories and sugar.
Wonderful.
So a great hack you can do with this if you're wanting something a little bit to enjoy by the pool this summer or for the spring,
refreshing.
You can make some little mocktails. So you can take your favorite sparkling water and mix in your favorite liquid IV to make a good
combination. So I have a black cherry sparkling water, and we're going to do, like you said, maybe half because it's 16 ounces usually that you would put one of these in.
Right. So you have enough for your refill when you're ready to get some more later.
Well, and I do feel like this is a really great idea because so many people now are so much more sober curious. And I just feel like, you know, it's great to have options that don't include alcohol, but it's still like a fun drink.
Right, yes. You will not feel like you're missing out. So
do you love it?
It's very good. It's got that refreshing taste. I've got the blood orange with the white peach liquid IV.
Yes, and the peach is my favorite.
Oh,
that one
peach,
is so good.
You can't go
this
wrong
is
with
really
peach.
Good. I'm 100% finishing this.
Yay.
We're talking about this segment, Hannah. I love that.
I'll be hydrated by the end.
Yeah. That's
good.
All those electrolytes.
Yes, exactly.
So hack number three, you actually have created a really cool recipe to talk to us about that one. So what is hack number three? It's got to do with yogurt.
Yep, we're going back to protein, and this is featuring Greek yogurt.
Okay.
So specifically Chobani Greek yogurt. Is a great brand to go with.
Mm-hmm.
They have the plain Greek yogurt, and they also have a zero sugar for variety as well, which I love.
Yeah.
So you can really add Greek yogurt to a lot of different things.
Yeah.
It can be a great swap for sour cream or for mayonnaise even. You can mix plain Greek yogurt with ranch dip to kind of make a dip for vegetables for the kids.
This is 100% my favorite hack.
Yeah, and you really can't taste much of a difference. It tastes phenomenal.
Right.
I definitely use it for on my tacos for sour cream.
Yes.
You can't really tell a difference. I was a little nervous, but I think it was just the yogurt part that was kind of getting in my head.
Yeah. I've brought it to taco nights before, and we didn't tell anyone it was Greek yogurt, and no one said anything.
Hey,
and they
probably
preferred it, too.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to make this.
Yes, so this can be a frozen yogurt bark that you can make. So you just take Chobani's zero sugar vanilla. Okay. You can spread it out on a sheet pan with parchment paper and then top it with granola, some kiwis, sliced kiwis, and some blueberries.
Yeah, go for
so,
it.
You guys can go ahead and create a beautiful.
I'm going to do the kiwis.
All right, I'll do the granola.
Okay.
So these are very, very simple hacks that we can do. And so you just put this in the freezer, let it freeze, and...
Yeah, for how
long? Yes. You put it in the freezer for about 3 hours, and then it's ready to go. And you can just break it up into pieces. You can keep it in a freezer in an airtight container.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, missed opportunity.
So put all this good protein on here. We've got some blueberries to throw on here as well, so...
And once again, like, one of the things that you tell us about all the time, too, is kind of... Eat the rainbow, so make it colorful.
Yes.
And this is really a perfect example of you can make frozen yogurt bark however you want, and put whatever toppings you want on there.
Because and this is a great way to get kids involved too, which they're more likely to try different fruits and vegetables when they're involved in the kitchen. So we're finding those good ways to get
them involved.
We're
definitely trying to sneak yogurt into my kids' diet for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Maybe this is a way to do it because right now we're not doing a great job.
But
we're trying.
Would be a great idea.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, Hy-Vee Dietitians can provide a lot of different personalized nutrition hacks, and you can schedule a free discovery session with a Hy-Vee dietitian anytime. You can just visit their website, hy-vee.com/health-news/dietitians. Hannah, as always, thanks for joining us. And
thank you.
I said, you're going to be spending the afternoon with us, and we'll see you back in the next half hour.
Yes, sounds good.
We've got another fun segment with Hannah at the end of the show. Okay, well, up next, it's almost summer break, and if you're looking for some easy getaways with the family, we've got you covered. We're going to take a closer look at fun attractions that do not require a plane ticket.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, we know the kids are counting down the days until summer break, which may have you planning some fun trips for the family. And that doesn't mean you have to travel far. Daniel Thomas is the deputy director at the Illinois Office of Tourism in Joy, Illinois, and he is joining us now. Daniel, thanks for being here.
It's great to be here, Morgan.
Yes, we're having so much fun already, and we're about to let people in on all kinds of secrets really across the state of Illinois, but all of it is really well within a travel time for anybody that's watching right here in the Quad Cities. So the land of Lincoln, it's got a lot to offer, a lot of attractions. So we're going to start with a weekend getaway to the Chicago area.
Yeah, it's a big year for Chicago, and who would have thought that Millennium Park is in its 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
And of course, if you haven't been and had that famous selfie at Cloud Gate in Anish Kapoor, right next door to there is the J. Pritzker Pavilion. Mm. And the reason I say that, it's Music City, so you get free concerts the month of July on Mondays and Thursdays. So you can take yourself into the big open spaces, maybe go across at Maggie Daly Park, do some wall climbing, mini golf, maybe some rollerblading, really sort of immerse yourself in outdoor Chicago. And then, of course, one of my favorite things to do is get on the Chicago River and do an architecture cruise.
Daniel, have yet to do a Chicago architecture. I have to do it. Everybody that does the architecture cruise raves about it.
It's in my top five. We're going to do it together.
Okay.
And of course, if that serenity in downtown Chicago isn't enough, then let's head out to Gurnee, about a 40-minute drive. You know, we're looking at Six Flags Great America, 17 roller coasters, so full adrenaline for the family. But then a new favorite this year is the Forge in Lamont Quarries, and that's a high tower climbing for all levels. Little kids, I've seen little kids up there with their families, with their parents, doing sort of rock climbing.
Really?
And then once you've finished at the end, you take the zip line all the way down over the lake and finish and just sit there serenity and enjoy.
So perfect for the adventure lover.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, these are all great suggestions. Even Maggie Daly Park, for folks who haven't heard of it, who don't travel often to the Chicago, like the city, that is such a cool park. So
it is, and it's all free. You can sort of spend an afternoon there and really immerse yourself in the outdoor of Chicago.
You really can. Okay, so up next, a family road trip to our state capital, to Springfield, Illinois. So what are we going to find in Springfield?
Well, so Springfield, one of my favorites, Route 66. And of course, we have a new experience just introduced
a few months ago. Yeah.
This is the Route 66 Legends Neon Sign Experience. Mm. Completely free at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. You actually stop off and meander and take your way along the 301 miles along Route 66. Wow. The great thing about it is it's a daytime and a nighttime experience. Mm. And it's a recreation of all those iconic neon signs along Route 66.
That's a photo op.
It is. And of course, you're in our favorite 16th president's backyard. So of course, a trip to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum and the largest set of artifacts. And it's really a great family outing. And of course, the theaters are really special because you might even see President Lincoln in a holographic storytelling mode as well. And of course, there's homes there as well. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that people love to do is go to Lincoln's tomb.
Yep.
And for good luck, you have to rub his nose on the brass nose. And of course, Springfield's home of the cozy dog. And of course, the first, the birthplace of a corn dog on a stick.
So I just saw that in the video that you guys provided. That looks like a pretty special spot.
It is a pretty special spot. Iconic along Route 66, a family favorite, whether you're taking Route 66 by vehicle or a motorbike, it's well worth the stop.
Yeah, it looks like it. Okay, so let's head now to Southern Illinois. So for folks in the Quad Cities, hey, maybe this is a better one for you to spend the entire weekend. Look, especially if you're staying somewhere like that.
Yeah, look at this. I mean, this is the Shawnee Hills glamping experience.
Wow.
And this is not camping. This is definitely glamping.
Yeah.
And, you know, Shawnee National Forest is just such a special place in the state because it is outdoor forward. It's, you know, the big serene. You're in the middle of Shawnee National Forest, and you would have seen there you can do up to 8 different zip lines and hikes through there with Shawnee Bluff Canopy Tour. And so there's just really special area. It's wine country. And then, of course, a couple of our Illinois makers, agritourism is a big part of our region.
Yeah.
And here you'll see from the Shawnee Hills Lavender Farm, and that's a pick-your-own lavender. And, of course, they have a great retail store where you can buy lavender-infused candles and bath elements. And then, of course, it's the right time of year for peaches and fruit. And Rendleman Orchards is a real big family favorite. And, of course, you can go and pick peaches.
This is a great trip too for like a couple, like, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Even if you, sorry kids, if you don't want to include them, the glamping, you know, the lavender, the orchard, that all, I mean, that looks great.
It is. And the orchard now, before harvesting of peaches and picking, is actually the fields are full of flowers.
Beautiful.
And a lot of people have used that to go and take selfies and amongst sunflowers. And so it's a really beautiful spot.
Yeah, it looks like it. Okay. So, this might be our favorite to talk about today. So tons of outdoor adventures and activities in Southern Illinois, in Chicago, but we also have plenty right here in the QCA. So let's remind some folks that they really, really don't have to travel even more than 20 minutes to do some cool stuff.
They sure don't. And of course, their mighty Mississippi is that asset and that beautiful,
the
Celebration Bell, and of course, John Deere Pavilion here. Mm-hmm. I think this is great. It isn't just about the machinery and the family experience, but they've got a new immersive technology experience that they've included in here. And I always love going back and seeing how they've updated it and what's going on there. And of course, one of my favorites, our Illinois Made Maker, celebrating their 100th anniversary, actually, delightful hot fudge sundae at Lagomasino's.
Yeah.
And of course, whether it's just going in to have a chat and enjoy that famous chocolate. And of course, right next to the mighty Mississippi is the Great River Road, one of our national scenic byways.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely spectacular. And this that you're seeing on the screen now is actually the 10-acre treehouse. It's a new experience in Nauvoo, and well worth a stop. And then, of course, Quincy is in our backyard as well.
Yeah, Nauvoo and Quincy are not as far as you might think that they are, and they offer so much, and it really does feel like you're vacationing right in your own backyard. It is. I can't wait to get there after seeing all these images.
The architecture in Quincy is just incredible, you know, from Frank Lloyd Wright all the way through, and, you know, they...
I love that.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful stop and afternoon.
Well, for more things to do, for more places to go, travel planning tips even, be sure to visit the Illinois Tourism Office online by heading to enjoyillinois.com. Daniel, it has been such a pleasure. Please come back soon.
I will do. Yes. We'll have you on the river as well. Yes. Let's do it together.
I would absolutely love it. Thank you. Well, coming up next on Quad Cities Live, a visit with Quad City Arts, where we can learn more about celebrating and honoring the art lover in your life.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Do you know someone who deserves to be recognized for what they bring to the Quad City Arts community? If so, Quad City Arts needs to hear from you. Kevin Maynard is the executive director, and he is joining us this afternoon. Kevin, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, you guys, we were just saying you always have something really great going on at Quad City Arts, and right now you are gearing up for a celebration of the arts.
Yes.
So this is a big event coming up in May?
Correct, May 16th.
Okay, so talk a little bit about what this event is, what people can expect to see, do, what they participate.
Yeah, so we, every year we host a celebration of the arts, and so it's an opportunity for us to talk about the great things that we are doing in the community, but also a time to celebrate artists and arts educators and community supporters who support the arts as well. So at this event, you'll be able to see the Lloyd Shoneman Community Impact Awards being given out. You'll be able to hear about what's coming up at Quad City Arts, what we accomplished in 2023. And then also hear Daniel Pack perform and a keynote from Randy Cohen, who is the VP of Research for Americans for the Arts. So if you want to know what the impact of the arts in our community or what the impact of an organization like Quad City Arts is, Randy will be able to break that down very well for us.
Absolutely. I did see that. So he's your keynote speaker.
Yes.
So he's really going to drive home what the arts really does for a community, which
yes.
I think is so important because it kind of seems like... our community is gaining momentum a little bit in the arts.
Absolutely.
It seems like you guys are doing more and more every year, which of course I think everyone's going to hear about if they attend this celebration event. So you talked about performances. Daniel Pack is going to be performing. So talk a little bit about this performer.
Yeah, so Daniel Pack, I mean, one of the great things is that he is going to be in our community for the entire week. So he'll be into the public schools. And so not only will you see him as a guitar player, he will also have a Grammy nominated or Grammy award-winning pianist with him.
Wow.
And so they will be playing, and you'll be able to hear them and talk about the time that they're spending in the schools as well.
Wow, okay. And we really are excited to hear from Daniel because he has supported 5,000 aspiring artists. That's
yes.
an impact.
Yes.
That is very cool. Okay, so I think we have a little bit of his music, so
excellent.
Let's take a quick listen.
Just remember all we got is love. If you're leaving, leaving.
Okay, so obviously he's talented.
Yes.
And it sounds like the kind of music he is creating is a lot of fun. So kids, everyone's going to have a great time hearing from him. Obviously the big, the night culminates in awards being given out. And awards are named after Lloyd Shoneman.
Mm-hmm.
So explain for our viewers who he was, the kind of art that he created, just the kind of person he was.
Yeah, so Lloyd Shoneman was an incredible impact in the arts community here. I'm remiss, like I never got the chance to meet the guy,
yeah.
but he had an impact that has outlasted him and will continue to impact our community for years. Spent 22 years at Quad City Arts,
wow.
part of it as an executive director, but he also, you know, really started our visual arts programs that we're doing at Quad City Arts. He started community art builds, so there are sculptures in the Architect Park, Architecture Park, and the Nature Circle in Hampton are things that he helped build in our community, but also, I mean, has really like helped grow in our program. In Schwieber Park, you'll see a tribute to Lloyd, which was a community art art build sculpture that took about 5 years to put together because they followed the model that Lloyd created. Because Lloyd believed that, you know, art is for the community and the community should have a say of how that, you know, gets put in there, what it should be, what it should look like.
I love that the awards are named after Shoneman, because I know I can speak for you even, because I see you on the trail all the time running around. Mm-hmm. And we will run past his art all the time. You may not even know, you know, who created it. So it's so important. The award itself is very cool.
Yes.
It is a rubber band ball.
Yes. So, you know, Lloyd apparently used to walk around the office and he used to have a rubber band ball. He was also a big baseball fan.
Okay.
So, it, you know, sort of hand in hand there. And occasionally,
occasionally
he would take one off to, you know, shoot it across the room and just, you know, was just a fun guy. And so we've created that award stays as the rubber band ball because it's sort of, you know, part of who he was.
Yeah. Okay, so people can still submit nominations.
Correct.
There are actually several awards, and they just do that by heading to the website.
Correct. QuadCityArts.com and filling out just a little bit of information of, you know, why they're the, why they think they should be the artist, the educator, et cetera.
Okay, and then proceeds support the Quad City Arts Metro Arts Youth Apprenticeship program.
Yes.
And this has been, you know, just huge for tons of kids, I should say teens, across the Quad Cities.
Yeah, so the Celebration for the Arts is a ticketed event, but it is mostly a fundraiser for us, and this year all of those proceeds will be going to the Metro Arts Youth Apprenticeship program, which pays young adults to create art in our community.
That's awesome.
One of the biggest and most noticeable are the murals that have been created throughout the Quad Cities, and so this year we'll be putting up at least two more, possibly more, and also having a program in film as well. But this allows us to continue to run that program. So that is, you know, sort of the main thing we're focusing on that evening.
Very cool. And before we let you go, the Visiting Arts program has been just incredible, and you guys are about to wrap it up for this year.
Yes.
But you do have another visiting artist.
Yes.
That's going to be here soon.
Yeah, next week we have Kuniko Yamamoto, who is a Japanese storyteller, who will be in our schools meet with the kids, talk about, you know, Japanese storytelling. But the community can come out to Quad City Arts on Saturday, May 4th. Tickets are still available for the 2 p.m. Seating of a Japanese tea ceremony.
That's awesome. Like, not something that you would really ever have the opportunity to see unless you visited Japan. I mean, it's really a special thing to be able to witness in person, and it's all part of your new initiative, Quad City Arts Presents. Kevin, thank you. We want to remind folks that the Celebration of the Arts is May 16th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Bend Event Center in East Moline. You can still get tickets. Do that on quadcityarts.com and click on events. As always, thank you so much for being here. You just always have so many great things to share.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, of course. Well, much more to come in our next half hour of QCL, including some sweet treats from a local small business. We'll sample some of her most popular goodies. And the Putnam Museum is here to talk about its latest exhibit, inspiring visitors to embrace their innovative side. Later, our Hy-Vee dietitian Hannah Anderson is back with ways we can incorporate some of the more unique items we find in the grocery store. Well, we're hoping for sunny skies and comfortable temperatures for opening weekend at the Freight House Farmers Market, at least the outdoor farmers market. And one of the vendors that you can find at the market is with us today. Renee Connor is the woman behind Sweets Treats. Renee, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we're so excited to chat with you. And we should mention for everybody as well that you are actually at the Freight House Farmers Market year round. You are one of the businesses that people can locate indoors.
That's correct. So my booth is located inside Saturday and Sunday all year.
That's awesome. Yep. Okay, so tell us about Sweets Treats, when you started, how you came up with the idea for your business.
So I've been in business approximately 2.5 years, but I didn't go full-time until 2 years ago. And I went through a horrific tragedy, and Sweets Treats kind of pulled me out.
Oh, wow.
And so I was making these before just as gifts, and someone's like, oh my God, these are so good, you need to sell them.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of a good idea. So then I was like, okay, so I started small. I started with my original cluster and then expanded from there. And then I got invited to come to the Freight House Farmers Market, and it's just blown up from there.
Good for you.
And it's so therapeutic for me because I get to deal with people every weekend.
Yeah.
I get an abundance of hugs, and people just love my product.
Yeah, I don't understand how they couldn't. Your product is absolutely incredible, beautiful. So a hobby, a passion, really has turned into a great business for you. And
correct.
Of course, folks across the Quad Cities get to reap the benefits. Let's talk a little bit about what you brought with you today, because you really did provide a variety of examples of what people can find at the farmers market. So where would you like to start? These are the originals right here on this plate.
So this is my original cluster. That's what I started Sweet Treats with. These are butterscotch.
Yum.
These are a mega stuffed Oreo. They are phenomenal. So there is mega stuffed Oreo inside of them with sea salt peanuts.
Wow.
And then I quarter up another mega stuffed Oreo and drizzle chocolate over that.
Oh, wow.
So this is the cluster that will keep bringing you back.
Okay.
It's so delicious. Then these are my pecan caramel turtles. So those are loaded with pecans and creamy caramel dipped in chocolate and sprinkled with sea salt. Those are also available in a Ghirardelli white chocolate, which is phenomenal for the white chocolate lovers. Then over here, I've got milk chocolate coconut. So there's not only coconut smothered on top of it, but also inside of it. And then this is my milk chocolate creamy peanut butter. And I'm talking an ocean of creamy peanut butter.
Wow.
Not just a little scoop. And then those are also available in white chocolate. Then this is my Reese's Pieces with mini peanut butter cups.
Very nice. Yes, tell us, I'm gonna flip the table.
Perfect.
I'm gonna flip the plate around because you told me what this one here is and now it's in the front. Tell us what that is.
So I've come up with a giant original peanut cluster sandwich. So inside of there is a choice of, I usually have strawberry, fluffy vanilla, and fudge frosting in the center. So that sandwich right there would be something that you would come in and share either with your spouse, your friends, your kids. It's super delicious.
Also, though, we won't judge you if you don't want to share it, would we? Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are clusters. This is like, the clusters are your bread and butter. It's what you enjoy making. But you do also provide some treats that don't include like peanuts or anything like
that. So for those who don't like peanuts or can't have peanuts, I have Ghirardelli sea salt caramels and milk and dark chocolate. They are phenomenal. Then I have peanut butter pretzel squares. These are my dark chocolate Heath toffee squares. And then I have s'mores.
Wow, you have it all.
My s'mores are filled with marshmallow and crushed graham cracker. They are phenomenal.
They sound amazing. Okay, and so while we said you are there year round at the farmer's market, May 4th and 5th, it's a big weekend because they're hoping to make that the opening weekend for the outdoor farmer's market. But please be sure that you go in and you visit Renee because she has a lot of amazing treats for you. You can also find Renee and Sweets Treats on her Facebook page by typing in facebook.com/peanutclusters, very cute, because there you're gonna see when Renee goes to other events around the Quad Cities. You do a lot of that as well. So people can find you in all kinds of different spaces and places. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
And eat sweet treats.
Eat sweet treats. There you go. Coming up on QCL, calling all film lovers, some classic favorites. They're coming to the Putnam this weekend. That's next on Quad Cities Live.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain, what a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
Well, we all know that one. Some of our all-time favorite classic films are coming back to the big screen. And we say big screen, we mean really big screen. Scott Peake and Nora Moriarty are here from the Putnam Museum to tell us about that event and a new exhibit. Thank you both for being here.
Absolutely.
Lots to get to and talk about, but this is really cool. Scott, we're gonna start with the classic film series, which is coming up this weekend at the Putnam.
Yeah.
So you guys are showing, I believe it's three different films?
That's right.
All right, so what can people get tickets to go see?
So on Friday, it's Singing in the Rain. and Rear Window.
Okay.
And then on Saturday and Sunday, it's Singing in the Rain, Rear Window, and Sunset Boulevard.
Ooh.
And I was looking at Kyle's forecast, and it's all rain for the weekend. So it's the perfect day to come to the Putnam.
You guys picked the absolute perfect weekend for a movie weekend.
Absolutely.
So we were laughing just now because I told Scott, you know, I've only seen one out of three of those movies, and you could probably never guess which one that was, but it was actually Rear Window, because my mother loved that movie when I was like really little, and I've seen it multiple times with her.
And that's the only one I've never seen, so I'm excited to see it on Sunday.
I really, really like that movie. So why did you guys choose these three movies to show for the classic film series?
All right, so we always kind of look for a mix of different material. And Singing in the Rain is, Morgan, I can't believe you didn't see it.
I'm embarrassed.
It's one of those classic Hollywood musicals. It's appropriate for the whole family. And then we always have kind of an adult one, which I would say is probably Sunset Boulevard.
A little bit
darker in tone.
Okay.
And then Rear Window is a classic Hitchcock. I think they call it, you know, the epitome of Hitchcock.
I really enjoy the movie. I would encourage people to go see it, especially on this screen. I know we've talked about this before, but describe what it's like seeing a movie. I mean, this is beyond your wildest dreams, a big screen.
Yeah, no, it's immersive. You know, you feel like you're part of it. I mean, honestly, if you've seen something on it that you've seen before, you're going to notice things differently.
You
kind of become part of the world of the movie in a different way.
Yeah, it's a really a unique and special thing that you can do. And also at the Putnam, Nora, which you're going to, you know, try and explain to us today, is this new innovators exhibit. So this is a really immersive thing as well.
Yeah, this is a new permanent exhibit that we have at the Putnam.
Awesome.
It's called Quad City Innovators, and it's about innovators, inventors, and trailblazers from the Quad City area.
That is amazing.
So this is really special history that we have here at the QC. We have tons of innovative people that have come through Davenport and, you know, Moline and just both sides of the river.
You know what? And even reading about this prior to this segment, I think people would be surprised to hear some of the things that were invented by people that were living in or from the Quad Cities. So can you kind of give us a little sneak peek about maybe who some of those people would be, or at least what they invented?
Sure, absolutely. So the first one that we always like to tell people, and it's a little bit of a surprise, is that sliced bread was invented in Davenport, Iowa.
I can't get over that.
Yeah, Otto Rohwedder in 1928.
Well, because we always talk about sliced bread and that whole saying, and it really was invented right here in the Quad Cities. A washing machine?
Yes, the Voss Brothers Washing Machine Company. We do have a couple of those on display. And then we have a few items with us here today that represent some items in our collection that are on display right now in the Quad City Innovator exhibit. One thing we hope with this exhibit is that it will inspire kids to start thinking about what inventions they would want to make.
Yeah.
And right here, we have what's called the Melt Buddy. And this is an invention that was created by two Sudlow Intermediate students.
Really?
While they were at Sudlow, they were middle schoolers, Sam Hipple and Matt Moran.
Wow.
In 2007-2008 school year, they invented this. Now, this Melt Buddy is a great invention that we can all appreciate here in this area, because this distributes ice melt from the back of a snowblower. It's an attachment.
Gosh.
You put on a snowblower, and so while you're pushing the snow and, you know, getting it out of there, you can be dropping ice melt in the same action.
Amazing.
Very clever invention.
Very clever. Very cool.
And something else that we brought here today is a baseball card.
Yes.
Now, this baseball card is signed, and that is Gene Baker. And a lot of people don't realize Gene Baker, who's a Davenport man, he broke the color line for the Chicago Cubs. He was the first African-American player on the roster for the Chicago Cubs. A lot of people think it was Ernie Banks.
Yeah.
But according to the Society for American Baseball Research,
Gene,
1 week prior, it was Gene Baker.
About that. Amazing. And then we all know who this is here.
We can all identify with this one. We all know Happy Joe's.
Yes.
And I grew up here in Davenport. I grew up with Happy Joe's.
Yes.
And so I took it for granted that it was normal to have a pizza and ice cream parlor.
Right.
But it's not. That was actually an innovation by Joe Witte.
Wow.
1972.
Amazing. There are so many cool, unique things about the Quad Cities, and one of them is just the Putnam, right? That is a cool and unique thing that we have here in the Quad Cities. Well, the Classic Film Series is set for this weekend, starting Friday night, as Scott mentioned. The Innovators Exhibit is now open. You can see really cool stuff like this and learn all about it. And to learn more about everything going on at the Putnam or purchase tickets, visit their website at putnam.org. Scott and Nora, thank you for being here today and chatting about all this fun stuff.
Thank you so much.
Well, coming up on QCL, Not Your Average Produce. Our Hy-Vee dietitian is back and highlighting some of the grocery store items you may avoid because you have no idea what they are, but we'll become experts after the break.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
We have all done it, walked by that uniquely colorful fruit or oddly shaped vegetable in the grocery store and thought, what is that?
Yeah, well, Hy-Vee dietitian Hannah Anderson is back with us. And Hannah, we're going to be becoming experts becoming experts here on several grocery items that we probably didn't know a lot about or even ever heard of. The first one, I was going to completely butcher the name until you said it before I got a chance to ask. Jicama. It's spelled J-I-C-A-M-A. Yes. What in the world is jicama?
Yes, so it's pronounced jicama because it comes from Mexico and Central America.
Oh, sure.
So
okay, that makes sense.
Has the J is an H.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, this can be a very unique vegetable. So usually when we think of spring produce, we think of asparagus and spinach. And so these are some great options you can add to your plate and your cart as well. Yeah. And so jicama is a really great source of fiber. It's also really high in water as well.
Sure.
And so it's also very high in vitamin C. So a lot of really great nutrients in there.
And I think what's cool about it, okay, so you can see what it looks like when you pick it up at the store. You can see what it looks like when you take the skin off and you chop it up. This is something that you can eat raw, and you paired it with hummus today.
Yes, you can eat it raw, or you can cook it as well. You can roast it. You can actually, there's a really great recipe on Hy-Vee.com for jicama fries.
Try it.
Good? What do you think?
It is. It's got kind of a texture of like a sliced apple. It's got kind of a sweet.
Yeah.
It tastes kind of sweet.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Okay, and then the next one we have, I'm going to try and pronounce kohlrabi.
Kohlrabi, yes.
Okay, correct. Never heard of that one
either. Okay. So, and that's what that looks like? That's what.
Yes, this is the kohlrabi.
Somebody help. No.
And actually, so you can eat the root part of this and the leaves as well.
Nice.
So it's a great produce that you can use all of it. And this is a cruciferous vegetable. So it's in the same family as like broccoli and kale and all of that because of those leafy greens.
Okay.
And this is another great vegetable that, you just peel off the skin. You don't want to eat that part. It's very tough. But in the inside, the fleshy part is very similar to the jicama, where it's
this one here. I'm gonna try that one
again. They look like apples. I'm gonna do that.
Yes, and so same.
Oh, yeah.
You can eat it raw, you can bake
it. Oh, I love that.
Well. You can also chop it up. Oh, yes, I love roasted red pepper.
That's really good. Okay, and the last one is collard greens.
Yeah, so this one you're probably a little more familiar with. It's very popular down south, not as much up here, but we still see it quite a bit. And so this is another great thing that you can grow in your very own garden as well. And so also a cruciferous vegetable, really high in vitamin K, a lot of really great nutrients in it as well. It's very similar to kale.
Yeah.
So, and you can cook this one. Can you eat this one raw as well?
Yes, you can. You can actually use it very similarly to like romaine lettuce using lettuce wraps. So that's the example we have here. This is a Korean steak wrap that you can do with the collard greens.
Wow, that looks incredible. I really like the middle one, kohlrabi.
Kohlrabi, yes.
Yeah, I didn't try the, I'm going to try the other
one. Jicama and kohlrabi.
In a minute when I'm not crunching.
We're learning, Yeah, you can hear that crunch. So if textures are your thing, I mean, this has a really good texture. Yeah. Like I said, it's very reminiscent of an apple, and I think we all kind of relate those textures to whether or not we like food. It's a really great texture, refreshing as well.
Yes, and that's a great point. When you're in the store, to pick the right one, you want to make sure that it's a pretty firm with the kohlrabi and with the jicama. If it's a little mushy, then it's...
Skip that one.
Yeah, it's
pick
probably...
Yes.
Getting to be past its prime a little bit.
Yeah, good to know. Good tips. Well, if this is making you feel inspired to increase your veggie and fruit intake, sign up for Hy-Vee's Healthy Habit Menu Program.
Yep, it comes with a grocery list and some easy-to-follow recipes. Just head to the Hy-Vee Dietitian's website on your screen.
Good stuff.
For that. Hannah, thank you so much for being here today.
You.
We had a lot of fun. And thank you so much for watching.
Good News at 4 is next. Have a great day.